For almost 2 years, Northern Pass and its opponents have played geographic chess in northern Coos County. Northern Pass has spent millions of dollars on land, and opponents, including the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, have used tactics such as conservation easements to block the utility. But Thursday, PSNH President Gary Long unveiled a new proposed route.
We now can get from the Canadian border to the grid, New England grid, that we connect to at Deerfield.
But that route is hardly a done deal, notes Christophe Corchain, a lawyer with the Conservation Law Foundation, which has concerns about the project.
Right now, there is no route that Northern Pass controls, and that Northern Pass needs public land to make its project a reality.
The key to the new route is burying about 8 miles of the high-power lines alongside public roads in the northernmost part of the state. They include Route 3 and several smaller county roads, mostly in Stewartstown. PSNH, as Long says, putting the wires underground alongside the roads avoids potential visual impacts and addresses past public concerns. And he says PSNH will work closely with the states and towns and neighbors of the lines.
We're going to have more dialogue. It is the New Hampshire way. It is the way we like to work.
The underground lines are crucial because they allow Northern Pass to get around the conservation easement blockade and avoid trying to cross the Connecticut Lakes Headwaters Conservation Area. But neither Coos County nor the towns will make the decision on whether to allow the lines to be buried. Instead, the burial needs the approval of the State Site Evaluation Committee. It's a 16-member group made up of officials from various state agencies. On Wednesday, Governor Maggie Hassan signed a bill to study the Site Evaluation Committee, including whether more citizen input is needed. That's something Senator Jeff Woodburn, who represents the North Country, says should be part of the process.
Violates, in my mind, the idea of local, not control, certainly local involvement.
Long says the project will file a permit application with the Site Evaluation Committee in 2014. During that time, he said they'll also hold a series of open house events in towns along or near the lines. But that didn't do much to calm Northern Pass opponents as news of the new route spread. Bob Baker is a lawyer from Columbia and an opponent of Northern Pass.
They're desperate. They don't have a route. They are now pleading for the SEC to give them permission to use state and town roads.
There's also the question of why Northern Pass can't bury more than 8 miles of the lines, said the Conservation Law Foundation's Corchain.
And it's really, you know, insulting to the rest of the communities along the route that they decided to take this approach of, you know, a minimal amount of burial.
PSNH says burying would be too expensive, although in the past it has never provided a detailed analysis of those costs. The new route now has a price tag $200 million higher than the original route. Northern Pass spokesman Michael Skelton said most of that cost is putting the line underground, but he said it also includes line redesigns, projected material, and labor costs. The news of the proposed route surprised and angered some opponents who thought the project had been blocked. On Thursday, PSNH's Long addressed opponents, saying, quote, "As we move forward, I'm asking those who have previously opposed this project to be open to working with us to address concerns." He also reiterated what he sees as the economic and environmental advantages of the project, saying 1,200 jobs will be created during the construction period and an additional 200 jobs each subsequent year. Northern Pass's announcement comes as its parent, Northeast Utilities, has been facing increasing questions from industry analysts about the project's progress. The project still faces other hurdles. For example, it needs permission to use an existing right-of-way through the White Mountain National Forest. And the overall project must still be approved by the U.S. Department of Energy, which will hold a series of public hearings. For NHPR News, this is Chris Jensen.